Welcome to the Alchemy Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Hasty, business mindset coach and sound healer. In this podcast, you'll find me sharing my wisdom and knowledge on mindset, entrepreneurial life, spirituality and inner development, sound healings, and of course, my life. So without further ado, let's begin. Hello, hello, welcome. Welcome back to another episode of the Alchemy Mindset Podcast. Guess what? We are celebrating episode number 10. Yay! Insert applause. If I had an applause button, I would be putting it right here. Yay! And today's episode is really fun. It's all about affirmations of abundance. But before we get into that, I just want to thank you all for supporting me through the last 9 episodes, because I also got a fun announcement from Buzzsprout, which is the platform that I host the podcast, and then it gets distributed out to all the other platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Amazon, etc. I've reached 200 downloads. Yay! So 200 downloads in total of all 9 episodes up until now. I thank you all so much for just supporting me, for coming on this journey, to listen to me babble. Starting this podcast, I honestly had to say I was really excited, because I thought this would be a great way for me to really share with you some deeper, longer moments of content and information that is just so helpful and beneficial to you. But also, I have had some of those nerve-wracking, worrying, negative, self-doubt kind of talk come through all of this process, which is what happens when we do level up, when we do step into something new. Often we are in that space of like, yay, this is so exciting, I can't wait to do this. And then there's those moments of like, holy moly. Oh my goodness, is this going to work out? Am I going to be successful? I'm not good as someone else. Will it ever reach anybody's ears? Will anybody even like it? All of those thoughts. So your words of encouragement and support have really helped me and touched my heart, because it's just the confirmation that I need that, yay, I am helping people and I am reaching the ears that need to hear this and they are benefiting from this. So thank you so much for all of your support. That means so much to me, and it's actually helping to build my confidence to become a better speaker, to not slur or swallow my words, to speak with a bit more expression, to really find things that are valuable and worthwhile to talk about, as well as in the next few episodes upcoming, I'm going to be interviewing some fabulous, fabulous people who have shaped and helped me as a business woman, as well as a sound healer. I'm going to be inviting some of these absolutely fabulous people onto the podcast, interviewing them. Oh my goodness. And allowing them to share their stories, their journeys, their wisdom, their mindset experiences with you. So stay tuned for all of that. So as you know, affirmations are one of my favorite ways of programming and fine-tuning my mindset towards whatever it is I am working towards or wanting to achieve. And in this episode, I'm sharing with you some abundance affirmations that you can either say regularly or daily to boost your mindset around achieving and receiving and having more. Or you can, and wait for it, listen to it in your very own subliminal abundance affirmation recording. Oh my goodness. So a little bit more on that in a moment. The word abundance can be applied in any aspect of our lives, of whatever is happening right now. We can be calling in financial abundance, abundance in our health and well-being, abundance in relationships, abundance in people we want to meet to date, if you want to, abundance in our careers or in our business. Abundance is literally a word that supports the idea of receiving and having more of something. It's the complete opposite of limitations, lack, not enough, or there just isn't enough to go around, that we are limited by what is available to us. So when we invite the energy and the mindset of abundance into our lives, knowing that there is limitless potential and possibilities, this is so exciting because we are opening ourselves up to knowing that there is more than enough for everyone. There is more than enough for you, and that everything is possible, that there is a free flowing of abundance coming to you in all shapes, ways, and forms. And when we're receiving this abundance, we're feeling more expansive, we're feeling lighter, we're feeling more joyful, we're feeling better within ourselves, because it really is a higher vibrational word. If you said abundance, you know that there is just endless possibilities or endless amounts of this thing. Whereas if you said, oh, you're limited to only five, well, there's kind of that constricted, tight, I only get five? Sometimes we need to be limited to five choices, let's be honest here, or five things, let's be honest. But when we do want to call in, say, more financial abundance or abundance in our business, or abundance of clients or customers, knowing that there's plenty for me and there's plenty for you and there's plenty for everyone else, there's an abundance, it's flowing. As the dictionary says, the definition of abundance is an extremely plentiful or over sufficient quantity or supply. So while we want to receive whatever it is abundantly, we also need to be of the mindset of being able to give abundantly as well. So the affirmations I have created and channeled are all about not only receiving abundance into whatever area of your life that you are focusing on right now, but also knowing that you can give abundantly as well, and that you will also be rewarded again with more abundance. So it's the art of giving as well as receiving. So one of the things that I love, love, love to do in my one-to-one 3-month coaching program is I gift my clients the Abund Bushflower Essence from the Australian Bushflower Essence Company. And this is a really, really amazing essence. It's not an essential oil. It's actually the essence of several different Australian bush flowers. And this combination brings forwards your ability to being open to receive on all levels and clearing, in a way as well, financial sabotage. By taking this on a regular day, you are opening your energy, your mindset, to bringing more of whatever it is you want in more abundant quantities. And I have to say, this freaking works. When I first started my massage therapy business and I was in those moments of lack, limitations, not enough, oh woe is me mindset, I was encouraged to take this little essence daily, and I could not believe how amazing it made me feel. It literally made me feel like, there's a scene, if you've seen the movies or read the books in Harry Potter, where he gets that little elixir that's meant to bring you luck, and he tricks Ron into thinking he's taken it, and then Ron wins the Quidditch match thinking he's taken this elixir, but in actual fact he hasn't. But when Harry takes it, all this sort of good luck, synchronistic things occur, and he's able to do whatever he is wanting to do without getting into trouble or caught or things not working out properly. You could almost picture that being the abundance, being that elixir that Harry Potter took. This works. I love it. And I love to encourage my clients to take it because it really does help open up your energy and your frequency to abundance, to the possibilities of more happening and opportunities coming your way in abundance. And to complement today's episode, and as I sneakily mentioned before, I've also created a subliminal affirmation recording for you with these exact abundance affirmations. So I've recorded it into a 1-hour track where all you have to do is play the track, play the audio. You'll hear some beautiful piano music, but underneath I have recorded these affirmations so that your subconscious mind can hear these affirmations while you're just getting on with your day or doing whatever it is that you need to do, because your conscious mind can't actually hear them only the subconscious, and by your conscious mind not hearing them, it's not going to come in and be the analytical or critical part of your mind where it's like, oh, really? Do you really think abundance is coming to you? Do you really think everything you desire is already yours? Do you really think that you're supported by the universe? Like, come on, that's just not going to happen. So your conscious mind can get on with whatever it's doing right in front of you, which might be maybe you're listening to this while you're cooking or cleaning, giving the kids a bath. My favorite time is as I'm going to sleep, because that's when your subconscious mind is coming into more of its power, its activation, it's doing its thing. And why the subconscious mind can hear this is because your subconscious mind, without you knowing this, because you're not really directing it, is actually a huge radar that sweeps around you all the time, picking up far more bits of information than you could possibly process. And it takes it all in and it processes it through your filing cabinet of experiences and thoughts and feelings and emotions and all these other things, to then filter it through to then reaffirm things and experiences that you already believe to be true. So by the subconscious mind continuously picking up on these affirmations of I'm abundant, I see abundance everywhere, everything I desire is already mine, the subconscious is like, oh, okay, so I'm abundant. Guess what? We are abundant. I am abundant. So abundance must be everywhere. And then it will start actually tuning in to the universe, to whatever is outside you, to look for more evidence and more examples of abundance, to also look for, oh, well, she's wanting more financial abundance. Let's just go find her some more financial abundance. Let's bring it in, you know, to reinforce this affirmation, this belief that you are creating. So with the subliminal, it's amazing because you don't actually have to sit there for an hour and tune into it. You can play it in the background while you're at work, writing emails, packing orders. Even if you wanted to play it while you're working on your clients, that's fine. Depending on what you do, you can do it while you're cleaning, walking the dog. You don't actually have to tune in because your subconscious mind is already doing the work for you. And I listen to subliminals regularly. They really, really do work. I've found some huge shifts. I regularly create new personal subliminal affirmations for me, which I play as I'm going to sleep. And I know that they work. I know it because there'll be things that will be happening and I'll be like, whoa, that supports that affirmation. So I've created this 1 hour recording and I've put the link below. It'll also be posted up in my socials and in my upcoming newsletters, so that you can actually get your hot little hands on these affirmations and then just play them whenever without even having to sit there and say them and do them repetitively yourself. If you do want to do that, for full transparency, I have also included in the recording that you received a PDF of the affirmations, which you can print out and stick up and post somewhere, or have a copy in your journal so that when you're doing your morning routines or meditations, you can actually sit there and read them. That's great because that also double emphasizes and accentuates, amplifies, whatever you want to say, boosts the meanings and the programming of these affirmations into your mind. So in the show notes, I will put in where these affirmations start so that if you do want to say them or listen to them as I'm saying them, you can just skip straight to that part of the show as well. Now, also with these affirmations, what I'm going to do is say them with a little pause in between so that you have time to absorb or say them yourself. And at the end, I've actually written something that I've tuned into from writing all these affirmations. It's like a prayer or a mantra that basically sums up everything. And it's just a really nice and beautiful way to complement these affirmations that you're receiving today. So take a moment, get yourself comfy. You can also just check on the timing to make sure you go, right, I can listen to this later. And let's begin. I am abundant. I see abundance everywhere. Everything I desire is already mine. I live an abundant life. I am so grateful for all that I receive and for all that I already have. Abundance is in the generosity and the help that I receive on a daily basis. I am supported by the universe. It is safe for me to have more than enough. It is safe for me to desire more. I am open to receiving more. Receiving more, receiving more, always receiving more. I am always attracting abundance in all areas of my life. Abundance is my birthright. I receive and give in abundance easily and effortlessly. As I receive abundance, I also give with abundance. I welcome expected and unexpected forms of abundance in my life. My life is abundant and full. I live a rich and prosperous life. I trust that there will always be opportunities and moments for receiving more. To give and receive gives me great pleasure and joy. I receive abundance in all shapes and forms, a free coffee, a dinner paid for, unexpected gift vouchers, refunds on payments or money repaid, unexpected help, and so many other forms of abundance. All of these come to me easily and effortlessly, and I am truly grateful. As I receive, I am also able to give abundantly too. This gives me great pleasure and joy, as I know there will always be more. Everyone deserves to experience the abundance that I also receive. I am grateful and thankful for all that I have and all that I will continue to receive. I know that there are limitless ways and opportunities in which abundance will show up in my life. Every day, the universe is giving me more abundantly, and I am deeply thankful for this. So thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you really enjoyed listening to these abundance affirmations. By all means, please share with me any of your experiences and what you have noticed change as you use these affirmations in your life, as well as that when you listen to the subliminal recording. I would love, love, love to hear how you go with that as well. And I look forward to, as always, talking to you in the next episode. Speak to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. Please rate and review this podcast so that it can continue to thrive and reach more listeners. I love to know who my listeners are, so please screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at Anna F. Hastie. And I look forward to connecting with you in the next episode.